W.F. Howes presents an unabridged recording of The Institute by Jakub Żulczyk, narrated by Esther Wayne. Whoever you are. My name is Agnieszka, and the Institute is my apartment. 12 hours ago, I became a prisoner here. Nobody can go out. Nobody can come in. The Institute is on the 5th floor, at the top of a pre-war tenement on one of the main thoroughfares of Krakow. The address? 20 Mickiewicz Avenue. It measures 130 square metres, has 4 bedrooms, and, as do most of the apartments, a kitchen, a toilet, and a bathroom. There is a large living area, at least in theory. When couples boasted that they had 2 rooms, my 100 metres gave rise to envious tutting, inquiries, and taunts, such as, "Ride around on a bike in here, do you?" But it seems to me that space doesn't mean all that much when you're locked in. A cell is always a cell. The name, The Institute, was on the entry phone when I first came to look at the apartment. I asked the solicitor who was viewing it with me, "Why Institute? And why was that up there instead of my grandmother's name? What kind of institute?" She had no idea. Later, once I'd moved in, the administrator asked whether I wanted them to change the tag beneath the entry phone to one with my name on it. I said no. I thought it'd be easier that way. I wouldn't have to drum my name and the number of the apartment into the heads of those intending to visit me. It'll be enough to say, "Phone the Institute," I thought, presuming I'd meet people in Krakow who'd want to visit me. Very soon, I wished there were far fewer visitors. When mentioning my apartment, people would say, "To the Institute, in the Institute, from the Institute, at the Institute, not far from the Institute." That's what they said, people who popped in for a coffee, people who came a little more often and then moved in, people who visited those who'd already moved in. There are hundreds of apartments on Aleja Trzeciak-Wierzchów. Tens, hundreds of thousands in the whole of Krakow. And so the Institute simply became the Institute. When that happened, and I can't say exactly when, I realised that I really didn't want the Institute to be just an ordinary apartment which belonged to Agnieszka Selinska, like those belonging to or rented by the Novaks, Poprotskys, Dzinskys, Militskys, Davidovskys. Even when there were 40 half-comatose people still doggedly together on Monday at 8 in the morning and I had to be at work in 2 hours, I didn't want it to become any of...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?